This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty, 96.5, The Fan. Mac, Dusty, Bob with you. Breaking news out of the NFL involving North Kansas City Chiefs. They have traded left guard Joe Tooney to the Chicago Bears for a 2026 fourth round pick.
You said that, and I thought you said the North Kansas City Chiefs. Which just makes me laugh. There's some Royals trade rumors out there as well, potentially. So we'll see if any of that comes to fruition. They're trying to get a bat. The name Starling Marte has kind of been floated out there. Does that do anything?
Not really.
36 years old, nope. With the Mets right now. There's a little bit of smoke. I'll let you know if there's a little fire a little bit later on. But so here we sit. The Chiefs make a trade. Maybe the Royals are going to make a trade. Get that outfield figured out. Could be a wheeling and dealing day in Kansas City.
We're now joined by Nate Taylor of The Athletic. Thank you so much, Nate, for coming on out of nowhere. But again, I want you to give the people what you think with your expertise, your ability. What does this trade mean for the Kansas City Chiefs? Win, loss, how do they go on from this?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you do not make this trade unless you have a clear idea as to what you're doing with the offensive line. Mm-hmm. So I'll try to make it quick. Trey Smith, more than likely, going to be the highest paid right guard. It was only 2 years ago that Joe Tooney was the highest paid left guard. Mm-hmm. But Joe Tooney is the oldest member of the Chiefs offensive line. You could argue he is one of the more valuable pieces outside of Creed Humphrey. But due to his age, due to the fact that you've got to figure out left tackle, this is the conclusion that the Chiefs have come to. This is just step one in a multi-step plan. And my belief as of right now is you are going to look at an offensive line that could potentially be, for the 2025 season, someone who is not currently on the roster at left tackle, Kingsley Suamata'i at left guard, obviously Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith at center and right guard, and Jawan Taylor more than likely, and I know this has been speculated on, more than likely staying at right tackle. So with all of this being done, it's unfortunate for the Chiefs that you cannot get both cap relief in terms of $16 million that you clear for Trey Smith's type of deal, and you get a draft pick for this upcoming draft. Instead, you have to wait a year because of Joe Tooney's age, because the Bears will likely give him a 2 to 3 year extension on their part to secure him long-term to help Caleb Williams throughout the course of his rookie deal. So there's a lot of moving parts in all of this, but if you're really going to fix left tackle, you have to make a move like this. And I will just put it very simply in this terms. Who is the younger player at guard? The younger player is Trey Smith. Mm-hmm. He stays. Unfortunately, Joe Tooney moves on to Chicago.
Yeah, and you know, you have to do those type of things, but these are the hard decisions that happen seemingly every year, you know, with teams around the NFL. We saw it happen right here with Tyreek Hill, and they went on to 3 straight Super Bowls. Like, to me, I'm like, okay, this is the next move that has to be made, and I'm about my day. There are still some people out there that are breathing, shockingly, that think Brett Veach hasn't done a great job here in Kansas City. What do you tell those people?
I would just tell these people that, you know, the season moves faster than you realize, guys, and then it moves even faster than that in the off season. This is just an acknowledgement of the way the NFL works. You know, one team really, really needs interior offensive line play. One team was telling your team, ladies and gentlemen, that they were going to sign Trey Smith to a massive contract. Mm-hmm. So One way you can mitigate that is don't even let this man get the free agency. And that's the thing that I didn't quite calculate myself in terms of, you know, who I was talking to in the reporting. Why would you franchise tag a right guard, you know, who's 25 and is, you know, only missed one game in his career and is really durable, excellent teammate, really good in run blocking, getting better in pass protection? Well, it's like, well, it's because either the Chicago Bears or the New England Patriots were playing for Trey Smith. So, again, you have to make tough decisions when you're trying to contend year after year after year. Mm-hmm. It obviously helps to have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. But for Brett Veach, you've got to figure out left tackle. And they tried it in the draft last year, which means you might not want to do that this year.
Right.
But also, you've got to get some sort of cap relief because the Chiefs, before this trade today, had no money in terms of trying to have actual space in the salary cap sheet to acquire perhaps a left tackle in free agency or through a trade. So you have to think about all these things. And despite the fact that Joe Tooney will one day be in Canton in the Hall of Fame, he's been to 6 Super Bowls, kids. He's won 4 of them.
Right.
They just understand that reinvesting in a 33-year-old left guard was not going to be the best plan, not just for 2025, but obviously for 2026 and 2027. And I think the Chiefs understand, too, that, like, they need to really find if Kingsley Suamataia is going to be a serviceable starting lineman in this league. And they've moved on from him at left tackle, but he still should have the athleticism and obviously the youth and the skill set to be pretty good at guard. Well, the only way you're going to know that is if you play him, and so you're taking on a rookie contract while also adding the biggest contract that's ever been handed out to a right guard. You need balance, and there's no way you could pay all three of these guys, even though all three, Joe Tooney, Trey Smith, and Creed Humphrey, were obviously one of the best at their positions in the entire NFL. You've maximized that as much as you could for 3 years because Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey were on rookie deals. They are no longer on rookie deals, so Joe Tooney has to be traded.
So how do you view the left tackle position now, Nate? Because the draft sucks. Let's just call it what it is. How do you expect them to fix that left tackle spot?
They are going to try to re-sign. They're going to try to sign Ronnie Stanley. Let's just put it out there.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
This is it.
Yes.
This is it, kids. Cam Robinson, get out my face. You know, this is an all-in move, and that isn't to say that this is going to work necessarily. Ronnie Stanley could obviously go back to Baltimore. Baltimore now knows this, right? You can only hold your cards for so long.
But you can't franchise him now.
You cannot.
How
you
about that little move? How about that? But let's just keep everything quiet. Franchise tags are done. Trade this guy. Sign Ronnie Stanley. Screw you, Baltimore.
And let's have a bake-off. Let's really do this thing. I mean, by the way, I just love that you understand exactly what I'm saying.
Yes.
And that therefore we can inform the my beloved hometown. I can inform everybody that, look, you know, it was cool. There were some options, right? I do not want to pronounce this young man's name because I'm going to get it wrong. The young man who just re-signed in Los Angeles with the Rams, right? He was kind of, you know, on the radar.
Right.
Hey, you know, Cam Robinson, young-ish, but, you know, hasn't necessarily worked out. There's a reason why he's at free agency to this point. And so, hey, who's the best left tackle available not named DJ Humphries? That is Ronnie Stanley. Mm-hmm. They will try to make a move. They will try to make an effort. I don't know if it's going to be successful or not. But, again, I don't know what that – and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what that contract is because, again, we are now officially in a bake-off with the Baltimore Ravens, if you consider that. So it's wild. I want to make this very clear, ladies and gentlemen. The Chiefs just traded a Hall of Fame player away, okay? And we are going to find out if Kingsley Suamataia can play at the NFL level at a high enough level to be valuable enough for a second-round pick, even though that second-round pick has somewhat been devalued because he's not playing a premier position. But if you think Ronnie Stanley can play, I don't know, 15, 16 games next season, that's your easiest, shortest path towards a solution at left tackle. And if you're going to pay Trey Smith and not let him get to the free agent market, boy, it would be quite the double dip to ensure that the most coveted offensive lineman stayed on your roster in Trey Smith, and you also got the best left tackle available once, as you said, Bob, you cannot franchise tag anyone,
right?
Because it's no longer Tuesday.
So let me ask you this, though. Do you think they make this move with Tooney if they don't think they're going to get Ronnie Stanley?
Great question.
Thank you.
I still think they make that move. You know, there was some thought, and I understand this, and this was even presented to Brett Veach at the combine. Hey, you know, Joe Tooney, Hall of Famer, like, you know, he can play left tackle suitably for like multiple weeks. Hey, you going to extend him? You going to like reward him? And that did not happen. So if you're not going to, so look, there's multiple avenues. You could extend it, Joe Tooney, for like, I don't know, you could have given him a 2-year extension. You would have ate some money in the end of it. But hey, he's still a very, very good player, even though he's aging towards 34, 35, yada, yada, yada. Well, if you're not going to do that, because I think Clark Hunt has made it very clear, dead money, no money. Like, no. This is not how we're going to do these things. Much like the Patriots, you would rather be a year early than a year late, while also not having dead money on your cap sheet for 2025 or 2026. And if I get an additional pick, even if it's a year later, again, I got out of the deal a year earlier. So it's, again, I know some Chiefs fans are like, well, what about the compensation, Nate? What in God's name is a 2026 fourth round pick? And I'm like, look, man, he's 33. And you got to clear him to pay Trey Smith. So if you weren't paying Trey Smith, then yeah, you might get a little bit more on the trade market. I still think they do this deal because I think they still value Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith with the understanding that, look, Juwan Taylor's on a prove it year, basically based on his contract. Again, if you are somehow able to sign Ronnie Stanley, okay, well then you have him for the next 2 years, theoretically, right? And by that time, Kingsley Suamata'ia will tell you whether or not he's a guard or not. And also, it's easier to replace a guard, as we saw even with Joe Tooney last year, where it's like, hey, do you call Mike Caliendo back and say, look, you are a serviceable backup. If something were to happen with either Trey Smith or Kingsley, you will slide right back into where you were last year, and we could still be a functional offense. These are all the questions and the decisions that you have to go through. It's extremely difficult, but like, it's time to buy Ronnie Stanley multiple dinners, multiple drinks, because it's going to take a lot, I believe, to get him to leave Baltimore to join Kansas City. But if you think that's the best pass forward, you can't be hesitant. You got to be bold and you got to shoot your shot. And that's what the Chiefs are doing, while also helping out a good friend in Ryan Poles with the Chicago Bears, because they can take on Joe Tooney's contract. They can even add more years onto it because Caleb Williams is still on his rookie deal.
Well, Nate, we appreciate it. I'm sorry the NFL never sleeps. I never get any time off, but we appreciate the time, and we'll just dive in as more and more trades and acquisitions happen with this Kansas City Chiefs team. So we appreciate it, man.
Yeah, anytime, fellas.